All right. First of all, Anthony, thank you for joining us here.
Thanks for having me. This is a fun show. I've just been taking it all in. I'm
observing. I feel like in the next OSGS, there's going to be like a loudmouth dude with dreadlocks sitting there, like not letting anyone get a word in edgewise. All right.
I've been taking notes.
All right. So for any of our listeners who are unfamiliar with you or weren't listening at the beginning of the show, shame on you. But want to give our audience the lowdown on who you are, why you're here, sir.
Sure. So I'm Anthony Civelli. I'm one of the writers on the Old School Game Show. It's a monthly live alt-trivia show. It is coming up this Saturday at the Davis Square Theater. And yeah, it's just a really fun experience. It's fun to write for. It's fun to watch.
I've been to several of them.
Oh, really?
Always an awesome time. It's not just a show that you sit down and present. It's a proper game show where you call people in from the audience, Price is Right style. And then they answer questions, Family Feud style. And then you make fun of them, Steve Harvey style.
Exactly.
Facts aren't always on point, also like Steve Harvey style.
Steve
knows.
Steve's fine.
Now, there's always a theme to these, right?
Yeah, every month is a different theme. We've done pro wrestling. We've done, we did like a 60s theme show. This week is sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing like 60s B-movie, sci-fi, that kind of stuff. Little Flash Gordon.
I'm not hating.
Ming.
Ming. Well, I think the music, too, dude. It's all about Flash.
Yeah.
Flash.
You don't have
Queen. You don't hate, brother. You know that was dope.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I dig the hell out of the show. I've never been a contestant. Besides that. Okay, what are we looking forward to? Because, I mean, it's different every time. Like I said, I don't think there's been an intergalactic planetary Beastie Boys theme.
No, not to my knowledge. Yeah, I've written for the show for about a year now. And, it's always hard to explain. It's a live experience. You have to, like...
Gotta be there.
You really gotta be there. I mean, for anyone who hasn't gone to one, there's comedy, there's music.
So being a writer, I mean, so you say it's a different theme every month. Like, how do you prepare for... a new theme, like say you're not too familiar with like sci-fi or something like that. What do you do?
You just BS it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's the best way to go.
Real talk.
Fair enough.
Luckily, I've been really knowledgeable of a lot of the stuff that we've written about.
Sure.
I'm really into 60s music, so when we did the 60s show, you know, I was able to do...
Play to your strengths anyways. That's
right.
Sense. Sure.
So I've always been a big sci-fi fan, so...
How much do you take into account, like, the people that are going to be playing this, like, not to get too esoteric?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of sex jokes.
which is always plays
which
well.
Which is a big theme of the show. It's pretty good, yeah.
No.
It's
Adam,
so
if
much
you went,
music
you would
and...
lose your freaking mind, I promise.
Have you been to it?
I have not been.
We filmed a bunch of them. If people want to check out the, it's oldschoolgameshow.com. Mm-hmm. That's where there's tickets and info and stuff.
And what are some of the like new things? Because there's something new at every show, whether it be live bands, whether it be like stand-up comedy, whether it be performance, burlesque.
This month, our guest comedian is going to be Sean Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, very funny guy. And our musical guest is going to be Walter Sickert from the Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys.
Oh, I know that.
So, should be great.
We should bring more comedians on the show, too.
No, we shouldn't.
Because I'm a stand-up comedian. That's how I got involved with Old School Game Show.
Standing, all right.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Yeah. You know, we got one right here.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I wish we'd known this beforehand. We could have vetted better.
That's mostly what I do is stand-up. And then I got involved with Caitlin Buckley as the head writer of the Old School Game Show. And I know her through stand-up. She invited me to write for them.
Well, how many writers are on the team?
A whole bunch.
I'm assuming we got a lot of content, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, BS
the only place you can
find it. BS
I'm going to ballpark like 52 writers. Ooh. No, I'm joking.
I was like, I'd have believed you.
Hey, I've seen the show. That's
less than 10.
Not out of the...
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
We've got, I think it's like 7 or 8 writers. I could list them all, but I'm afraid I'd
miss
someone.
Nah, don't even bother.
We originally learned about it from Mike D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Who's like the main proprietor.
Genius.
And host. I wouldn't
really
go that
funny
far.
Really funny.
Yeah, no, he's not then.
He had a great mustache, too.
Yeah, he did. He did have a freaking sweet mustache.
Yeah,
He's got a very odd presence. I'm not it's weird. I can't take like a lady friend of the show without remarking, wow, that guy in the plaid pants is really doing it for me. I'm like, you realize you're here with me, right?
The number one question I get about the Old School Game Show is, what is Mike like in real life? If he's really like that
And then you have to let them know yes.
Yeah, like, he's exactly like that. Were you at the Halloween one last year? Because Mike, it was at Oberon, and Mike was dressed as Teen Wolf.
No!
Okay.
I couldn't go. Like, actually had serious stuff to do. Yeah, kind of bummer, right?
I was there a little early, and I think I had just missed Mike. I asked someone working the door. I said, did Mike D'Angelo just go by here? And she was like, I don't know. I said, he was dressed like Teen Wolf. She was like, oh, yeah. Someone dressed like Teen Wolf did just walk by.
Yeah. look for the handlebar mustache and the very ribald disposition. Oh, that guy. Yeah, sure. He got me pregnant.
Just from watching the show, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, also ask for Jeannie Nightshade.
She's great. Mm-hmm. She's a producer, and she also acts in the show.
Yeah, she runs the. We shouted her out a few weeks ago because our previous guest, Sean Bedgood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know Sean very well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'd worked with Jenny. It was like a whole 6 degrees of separation thing coming along. And actually, she's one of the reasons we were able to get you on the show
tonight.
Of
course. Yeah. She's awesome. She's in the show this week. I don't know how much I can. I don't know if they're like a J.J. Abrams movie where I can't discuss anything before.
It's your show. Said too much just being in this room, I think.
I'm a tiny cog in a giant...
Well, the only things you don't want to give them is where the show's running, how they can find information on it, where they can see it, how much it costs, what they expect to see. Yeah. None of that information. In fact, the fact that you gave the URL, I think we may have to edit that out.
Okay, bleep it in...
Well, actually, what we can do, since we did speak beforehand, this is all on the up and up. Yeah. If any of our listeners... want to check out the show, we actually have been given authorized access to give we have a free code for a ticket to the show, right? Well, you'd have to give it on air. That's one code per person.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, if any listeners out there are interested in checking out the old school game show Intergalactic. Wait, what's the proper name, Intergalactic?
Let me bring it up. We always have very, very long titles.
Yeah. The Get to the Chopper Panty Dropper is one of my favorites.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Intergalactic Radioactive Sci-Fi Space Odyssey.
Oh, there's no way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The Intergalactic Radioactive... I lost
sci-fi
it already.
Sci-Fi Space Odyssey.
That's not what he said. All right, if any listeners are interested in checking this out, hit us up at geekdownradio@gmail.com, and it's got to be first come first serve. So first one to hit us up gets a free pass to the show, which is on
the Saturday 27th.
The 27th.
Okay.
Yeah. February 27th, right here in lovely Cambridge, Somerville.
Somerville, Massachusetts. Davis Square Theater.
At the Davis Square Theater. Mm-hmm. And if they need more information on this, they can check it out at
oldschoolgameshow.com.
All right. Thank you. That was Matthew.
Anthony.
Anthony. Who the hell's Matthew?
I don't know.
Man.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've been drinking. All right. You have to excuse me. All right. Anthony.
Anthony Sibeli is my name.
Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hit it one time.
Sure.